My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'll tell you, I am fired up today because how about them Bears?
Dan Wiederer
from the Chicago Tribune again.
Bears beat report and enterprise writer for the Chicago Tribune.
Your boy Dan Wiederer was on the radio last week with Speaks. Mm-hmm.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
I've said this before, playing quarterback in the NFL is a lot like marriage. It's not about being a hero all the time. It's about limiting your mistakes. And if you do make a mistake, make sure it's not a catastrophic one.
You want it to be a fast Friday and a fast focus Friday.
Dan Wiederer.
His name is Dan Wiederer. Wiederer time.
Bears.
The Take the North pod. Dan Wiederer talks football with you. Huh.
It's the huh that gets me every time.
I love that. I think that's a great part of the original and the remix that Shane did. Dan Wiederer now joins us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Dan, we thought this would be a little bit more festive to start the conversation with you, but after seeing the injury report, we find ourselves a tad bit worried.
Well, it is 9 o'clock here in London. And so, there's a porter on the dinner table in front of me at the Victoria where we're at. We can get this festive before the hit ends, but the injury report should give you a little bit of pause because the Stevenson injury leaves you in a place where we're now without Brisker and Stevenson. You're relying on a couple backups to steer you through Sunday against a passing offense that seemed to find its stride last week against the Colts. And the Bears are just going to have to figure out a way to respond. Now, to their credit, they've built up depth in that secondary. And Jalen Jones and Elijah Hicks are guys with experience, guys that they can rely on. And I don't think you're going to feel the fall off as much as you might think looking at that injury report.
So we'll get you back to that Porter because good for you, for God's sakes. But spend a little more time with us. In terms of the defense, Elijah Hicks is a responsible player, is like a stable and responsible player.
Yeah.
We were wondering whether we might see some more base defense with Jack Sanborn and have Kyler Gordon out there as the second corner. Do you think that's possible?
No, because I think what the Jags are going to do is they're going to use a lot of personnel that's going to require you to be in your nickel package as much as you normally are. And listen, like Jalen Jones has played well in the times he's been needed. And Elijah Hicks, 6 starts a year ago, no one really noticed him. And I say that in a good way because he wasn't a guy that was making game-losing errors. He was a guy that was pretty trustworthy, and he filled in for both Brisker and Eddie Jackson last season when he was needed and played pretty well. So look, like there's probably going to be some moments that give you a little bit of tension and anxiety on Sunday, but I do think that they have one position group on this team that came into the year with a ton of depth. It's that secondary group, and now it's going to be tested a little bit.
It is. It's going to be tested because you're right. It does seem like Jacksonville figured some things out. I still worry because I think that might be the second worst building in the NFL right now. But if they were going to win against the Bears, what would have to happen?
Well, their offense would have to play like it did a week ago. Because, listen, this Jaguars defense is horrendous, and they're particularly bad against the pass. And Ryan Nielsen, who plays a heavy dose of man coverage, is going to give Caleb a lot of looks that are going to make life easier on him. And so the Bears should have a good day offensively. They should be able to get themselves in a flow and a rhythm like we saw against Carolina last week. And so the Jaguars' formula for winning is to keep things going. Evan Ingram potentially back on Sunday after missing 4 games. He's a guy that Trevor Lawrence can lean on in big situations. And I'll tell you what, Brian Thomas Jr., for as much hype as there was in the pre-draft process on Harrison and Odunze and Neighbors, there were a lot of talent evaluators in the league that loved the explosiveness that Brian Thomas Jr. brings. He's shown that very, very quickly in his career, and he's going to be a really good one for a long time.
Dan, Caleb Williams being bossy And DJ Moore being sassy was awfully fun from our perspective. And I personally love that they're kind of kidding on the square and joking about the actual human dynamics that are going on there. Seems healthy, but granted, that's after a win. Add that into Keenan Allen not kind of being around too much after that game? Or is this just what happens when you have two number one quality wide receivers?
Well, look, like, you're going to have to figure out a way to manage that. And there's a couple ways we could go with this, Spiegs. And the first one is that I think Shane Waldron has learned in his first month with the Bears that there are times where you've got to make sure that certain mouths get fed. You know, and even if you have to force feed it every once in a while just to keep people locked in and engaged and happy, that seemed to be a little bit of what went into the game plan against Carolina last week. They knew DJ's frustration and impatience was kind of bubbling to the surface. And so you make some efforts to troubleshoot that, and they did so successfully. Now the next step is just trying to figure out how to keep a whole group where you've got Keenan and DJ and Cole and Rome and DeAndre Swift all trying to stay in the flow of this offense throughout the season. They've got to manage that. The other part of this is if you listen really closely to Caleb this week, I think there was an acknowledgement on his behalf that he still has some maturing to do in his understanding of how to relate to each individual guy on his team. Right. And I thought that was pretty notable. And we've given him a ton of credit, and justifiably so, for how mature he is at his age and being in his first month and his first season. But I think he said some things about, look, like, I've got to learn how to push certain buttons with certain guys, and it's going to be different buttons with other guys. And so the tone I use with one guy may be different than I use with another. And so feeling that out is a big deal. And I think Caleb's figuring that out. And to his credit, he makes all of those efforts very intentional. And I think it's paid off so far.
Because of who the opponent was last week, and if you go back the week before, there were a lot of injuries for the Rams. What do you think you've noticed that is real and sustainable from those two performances?
From just the Rams and the Panthers game specifically?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think they've started to find balance, you know, and I'll tell you the one thing that I loved rewatching early this week was the ability for the screen game to get going and then unlock things for you. And when you've done that the last couple of weeks and you've hit a couple screen passes for explosives, now all of a sudden you've got dimensions to your offense. And I think that is going to be something that continues to grow within what they do. And when you can bake in those completions and hit some of them for big gains, now all of a sudden you've got more, you know, you got more to attack with. I think Caleb's progress has been notable and documented here in the last couple of weeks, and you expect that to continue through the middle of January, right? And for as long as they're allowed to keep playing beyond the regular season. And so when you've got a quarterback making those strides and you've got an offense starting to figure out what it can do in a number of different facets, I think all of that you can carry forward with you for the long haul of the season, which I think we'd all acknowledge is going to get much more difficult when we get into November.
It's a good point on the screen game, and a fake Komet screen to the right side is what the safety bit on that left DJ Moore wide open on that second touchdown. So it all kind of works together. I think you wrote about it, Dan, and I'm not surprised because of how much you documented the tuck and run under the previous quarterback. Caleb's ability to scramble really only when necessary and continue drives by getting 5, 6, 7, getting out of bounds and not getting a hit. It's more traditional in terms of what we see quarterbacks having to do in the NFL, and fits his skill set awfully well.
It can be more lethal too, Speaks. And I remember having a conversation last September when the Bears were headed to Arrowhead to play the Chiefs, and somebody said to me that Justin is an incredibly electric runner, but Patrick Mahomes is actually a better scrambler. And it was a really cool distinction to talk through, because you see the way Mahomes uses the timing of what he does to kind of string a defense along and to keep his eyes down the field. And, oh, I'm hunting the big play down the field. Oh, it's not there. Now I'm going to use my legs and create a 12-yard gain and move the chains in a way where it doesn't feel like a fireworks show. It just feels like an Olympic skier, you know, kind of gliding through, getting what he needs to get, moving the chains and moving on to the next set of downs. Really impressive to see Caleb last week do some of that. I think there were 5 scrambles in total, all of them notable in their own way. And there was just a feel for it of, you know, eyes down the field, try to make a play with your arm first. And if it's not there, understand the timing of things. I think the only hit Caleb took on those 5 scrambles was one where he jumped and got hit out of bounds. And so the ability to do that while not putting yourself in harm's way is a real skill, and he seems like he's got a feel for that.
Strange, though, because this week you actually could see the rushing yards for Caleb be up a little bit because the Jaguars will try some cover two man, and there might be some opportunities there for Caleb to get down the field. But, yeah, he's been very judicious in his ability to find the window or get 7 yards and get down. Like, that's what I love about it, Dan, is that you have a guy that's not greedy when he runs, that he understands that he's more valuable to the team if he's standing upright. So taking the yards that are given to him and then saying, okay, yeah, I got my 7 and I got down. Now we're on to 2nd and 3. And now the entire playbook is open to us.
No question. And it takes a certain savvy to figure that out. And he's done it pretty quickly. And look, like you mentioned, the man coverage looks, you're going to get a lot of them on Sunday from Ryan Nielsen, who plays a lot of man coverage. And that's great for a quarterback who can sense that. I think back to a scramble that Caleb had in Buffalo where he recognized man coverage before the snap. And when the defensive backs had their backs turned to him, he said, look, there's nothing but green grass in front of me. I'm going to take off, get a big gain here. Get us a first down, and we'll move on. And so that is something to keep an eye on this weekend and going forward when they get man coverage, on top of the fact that man coverage, particularly for a young quarterback, can be very comforting. I mean, how many times over the years did we see a struggling Mitch Trubisky walk into a matchup against Matt Patricia's Lions and come out of it feeling really good about himself because he knew he was going to get a ton of man, he was going to be able to trust what he was seeing. He was going to be able to make throws all day, and then all of a sudden you get that compounding production that brings that confidence.
Dan, the picture that you tweeted from practice, I don't know whether it was this morning or yesterday morning, from the English countryside, is ridiculous.
It's beautiful.
It's like they're practicing in the Shire. I mean, what the hell, man? Where does this rank in terms of football experiences for you to get to hang out at Henbury Manor and watch practice in such a place?
Kind of an out-of-body experience today in a number of ways. The setting, for one, like I've never covered a football practice with that kind of sky and that kind of countryside background, and the scene of it all was pretty mesmerizing. I add on to that the fact that I literally got off a plane in Heathrow. I took off yesterday, 6 o'clock Chicago time, landed at 8 a.m. Heathrow time today, took a shuttle, an Uber to a shuttle to the practice facility. And by the time I got there, I on 2 hours of plane sleep, I was a little delirious to begin with. And so that whole scene looked even more surreal to me because I was a little bleary eyed when I got there.
So you were legit planes, trains, and automobiles today.
it was a wild one. And I took a 70 minute nap this afternoon in which I had to hit the snooze button 3 times because I was just like, man, I could probably sleep till Sunday if no one set this, but I know I can't do that. And so I rallied and was able to get up after that 3rd snooze and get myself up and ready for, I guess, what would be a late dinner, but it's still like 3 o'clock in Chicago, so my body doesn't know what the heck's happening.
Well, good. We're going to let you go enjoy all the wine, all the friendship, all the stories, and everything else over there. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Enjoy the game Sunday. It should be a fun one, and obviously it's an early kickoff.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Dan. Dan Wiederer joining us from London.
The early kickoff.
Yeah, man. It's an 8:30 kick. You're not allowed to sell beer or alcohol at Chicago establishments until 9 on Sundays. Now, some suburban towns, I saw an article in the Trib about Elgin. Like, they're getting ready and they're going to be open at like 6 a.m.
We're
like,
good to go.
Yeah, we're good to go. Wings, beer, everything. Let's roll at 6 a.m. Chicago establishments will have to wait until what? End of the first, early in the second to sell you that first beer. And I saw a note where some lobbyists from the restaurant industry tried to, you know, get the city to lift the restriction for one day. And they were denied. And
were they able to get the mayor, or was he already on his way over?
Well, he's got a special wristband. He gets to drink. It's only costing $80,000, and he gets to drink.
I thought his wife gets to drink.
No, she's remodeling her chance to drink.
Yeah. Dear, is this a good week to go to London for a Bears game? And also, who's going to pay for that trip?
All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to London to attract business to Chicago.
Shut up.
Okay? I'm going to London to attract business in Chicago.
But are you going to the game?
Hold on a second. Because you already know the answer to that. The mayor of Chicago is going to London to attract business, and while I'm there, I'm going to root for the Chicago Bears.
Guys.
What? You don't like the Bears, guys. Shane? What's wrong? He's going to root for the Bears.
He said he was going to root for the Bears.
Does he think we're stupid, or is he going out there to drop off the shot spotter equipment?
Wow. Hey, what are you, a Packer fan or something? You don't like the Bears
now? You like the Bears now?
What's up? Why don't you move to New York?
Yeah, Chicago. Love it or leave it.
Yeah, Shane.
I love the Bears. I love Chicago.
Really?
Doesn't
and that's
sound
why
like it.
I cannot stand that man.
Doesn't sound like you like it at all.
He didn't even know the Bears were playing when he booked the trip.
Yeah, what a coincidence, dude.
That's not why he's going.
He just happened to be going over there.
You know, when would be a good time for me to make my London trip to try and draw businesses to Chicago? I know. The second weekend in October.
Look, man, we know you're a crazy Bears fan. It's okay. Just say that you're going because the Bears are going, and while you're there, you might be able to bring some business to Chicago, too.
Fine. Christine was listening to him talk this morning and was like, what if he said, you know, maybe I shouldn't have got that office for my wife. I'm sorry. I thought it was just a normal thing to do. And I apologize if that's upset anybody. We'll make sure to pay that back. What if he had just said that instead of, you know, it's commonplace for many mayors' wives to have offices.
Yeah.
It's not going well.
The mayor of Chicago is going to London to attract business, and while I'm there, I'm going to root for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, that's right. Play it louder.
This guy's a chore.
Tanny? Don't you call Tanny a chore?
Yeah, he is right now, too.
No, Tanny was called a beautiful human being, if memory serves, by the wonderful Roger Bannon.
Oh, my guy, from Rogers Park. How cool is that?
From Hyde Park to Rogers Park. We cover, baby.
He moved there because it was named after him.
Why not?
I guess I should live in Rogers Park.
Why not? It's
Let's
a good
go.
Thing. So from one mayor to another, because I'm the mayor of Worrytown.
You really are the mayor of Worrytown. I am considering...
You're the governor.
Oh, the governor. I'm considering renting property in Feartropolis, but no, I'm staying away from there and Concernville. The entire county I'm staying away from, sir.
Well, I don't want you to make that decision until the next segment speaks.
Okay.
Because there's something that you and the Bear fan that's sitting there right now at their desk or in their car needs to hear.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It happened on our air, too.
It did?
Yeah, it sure did. And it's worthy of discussion. I thought that there was a great nuanced discussion with it this morning, and we're going to do our best to discuss it here.
I'm in.
So you ready?
Yeah.
All right, that's next here on the...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Score.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.